Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Mully and Hall. Up early to start your day with Chicago sports talk.
Bears, 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 Bears. Football, football, football.
Time to catch you up on this morning's show so far.
Do you think Ezekiel Elliott will gain 100 yards against the Bears? How important is building an early lead just to stop the Cowboys from running?
Zeke has not been running over 100 yards. I think it's four straight games that he has not gotten 100 yards. And you look at what he did against Buffalo, he only had 12 carries. So I think the problem for the Cowboys has been they have not given him the ball enough in these games. And that's one of the issues with the head coach that is bothering all the Dallas fans. So I think that the Bears need to be ahead in this game. If you want to win this game, we have to see the defense play with the lead.
Mully and Hall.
I get a kick out of you guys.
Taking you to work every morning from 5 to 9.
The number one matchup is how Teron Smith and Khalil Mack go at each other. He has some success against him. He's one of the best offensive linemen in the NFL at times when he's playing and he's healthy. And Khalil Mack has got to be a guy whose presence you feel tonight. He can wreck a game plan. He can ruin the night for the Cowboys. He can make it easier for whoever and however the Bears replace Amu Kamara, because your pass defense starts with your pass rush. And if your pass rush gets to Dak Prescott when they are throwing the football, if they're not emphasizing the run, then that's the most important matchup, because Khalil Mack can make a lot of people look bad. Hasn't done it a lot this year. Hasn't done it enough this year. When you look at the numbers, there've been reasons for that. But tonight on national television, much like we saw often last year, not so much this year, Khalil Mack needs to take over.
Mully and Hall.
It's a hell of a team.
On 670 The Score.
Mully and Hall, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. Big, big day, big night, big moment for the Chicago Bears. This is the season already on the brink and a chance to become a winning team.
It's on the brink.
Get yourself over 500.
3% chance to make the playoffs at 6-6. You win tonight, yep. It goes all the way up to 5.
That's pretty awesome.
It's still very, you know, slim chance of getting in there, but you have hope if you win tonight.
And what you if
have,
you go into Green Bay and you win that too?
Well, because you get Akeem Hicks back. You think that's the thing you have to remember. If you win tonight, then the context of the next 3 weeks changes again. And right. I know it was the Giants and I know it was the Lions, but you had to win those games to put yourself in a position where tonight matters. Because if you had lost one of those, tonight would not be as important as it is right now.
You played the Lions, what is it, twice in 4 weeks, whatever it was, and they had different rookie quarterbacks starting in each of the games. And, of course, you lost to the Giants. You beat the Giants. They had Danny Dimes, a rookie quarterback. The team you lost to was Jared Goff as a highly paid starting quarterback who went to a Super Bowl. Was he a passenger? Did he lead the way?
Disappointment.
And now you got Dak Prescott coming in.
Yeah.
How good is Dak Prescott?
Well,
he's about to make $30 million a year.
Dak Prescott leads the NFL with 3,788 passing yards. And you know what? There are only two quarterbacks in the league who have more touchdown passes than him. You know who they are? The co-favorites for MVP, Russell Wilson and Lamar Jackson.
How good is Dak Prescott? I'll ask the question again because I'm not sure I know.
Molly, I think he's pretty good.
Okay.
I think he's pretty good because I like what he has done
elite
this year. I think he's a guy that will be overpaid. I think because they have to overpay him.
Yep.
If you're the Cowboys organization, you can't fathom a future without him being your quarterback. Because if you want to do that, then that's professional negligence. Because every team, every organization needs to identify their quarterback. They found theirs because he had the pressure on him this year. They went into this season the way you wanted to go into next season with Mitch Trubisky, is kind of putting the pressure on him to prove that he belongs and is worthy of the big contract you're going to sign and offer him. The Bears aren't going to be in that position next year. But Dak Prescott answered a lot of the critics and responded to a lot of the uncertainty, and he is a guy that could make a difference tonight.
You know, it's funny because we were talking about the head coach, and not Matt Nagy. We're talking about Jason Garrett, and I was just looking up something to make sure I was right about this, but I do remember this. When he came to Dallas as the offensive coordinator. Now, he's a really interesting guy. He's got a really interesting background. He went to Princeton. He transferred from Princeton to Columbia because his dad became the head coach at Columbia. They went 0-10, and he and his two brothers transferred back to Princeton. So he had to sit out a year before he could rejoin Princeton. He played a couple years at Princeton. He was in whatever.
That was the pre-Horsted era.
And then he wound up in Canada, and then his dad wound up as a scout with the Dallas Cowboys, and that's how he landed in Dallas as a backup quarterback, and he had a fine career as a backup quarterback. It's a wonderful position to have. So he's a super bright guy, and he's a backup quarterback. They bring him back to Dallas. I think he was a quarterback coach someplace. They bring him back to Dallas as the offensive coordinator. 2 years before he became the head coach, they were paying that guy $3 million a year. Think about this. In 2008, 2009, they were paying him $3 million a year to be the offensive coordinator.
That's crazy.
It was the richest assistant coaching contract ever at that point. Now, I'm sure there are guys making a lot of money, but how many Bears assistants are making $3 million a year? It's a ton of money if you think about it as, you know, 10, 11, 12 years ago.
Yeah, that's why, you know, when you look at Jerry Jones for a long time has been infatuated with Jason Garrett.
Loves the guy.
And if you're paying him that much just to call plays, that tells you just how long he has been infatuated with Jason Garrett. And now kind of not the flavor of the month, but the guy who has been sort of the fair-haired boy, Kellen Moore, their offensive coordinator, is calling the plays. And the way the season started, he looked like one of those guys who was going to be the next Matt LaFleur, the next, you know, offensive young play caller who gets a head coaching opportunity by virtue of him calling, you know, and plays and putting together game plans. It's kind of fizzled a little bit. I mean, because they're 6-6, you know what? The Cowboys, the most dangerous statistic for the Bears tonight or trend is how good they are on third down.
Yeah.
How good they are on third down. They're the best team in the NFL on third down. And when we talk about, you know, getting to the quarterback and how good Dak Prescott needs to be and how good Khalil Mack needs to be for the Bears on the other side, third down is going to determine who wins tonight.
Well, I guess what I'm saying is the Bears, by virtue of winning 3 of 4 games, are back to 500, right? But what quarterback did they beat? And if Dak Prescott's this good, then it's a serious step up in talent, like a serious step up in talent. I'm not sure how good he is, but I think it is a serious step up in talent.
Well, yeah, he's, and the scary thing is that he may not be, you know, when you're ranking the four quarterbacks that they're going to play this month, beginning tonight, you know, they have Aaron Rodgers, Patrick Mahomes, and Kirk Cousins waiting for them next. And, you know, he's comparable in terms of Kirk Cousins, even though Cousins has had a very good year. But put it this way, you don't want the game to come down to Dak Prescott having to, you know, beat you, because he probably will, especially because you're compromised defensively. That's a thing that,
well,
that's
the real problem heading
without Prince and Mukamara. You know, you're going to be challenged even more than you would be, and even if he does play, you know, he's going to be somebody that they probably test to see how healthy he really is. And if he doesn't play, you're going to go after his replacement, because that is just football 101. You don't need a whole lot of experience calling plays to know that when you see a guy who's starting his first game of the season, that's who you're going to identify to try to exploit.
And we have three different texters checking in saying that Chase Daniel is making over $3 million as an assistant coach.
He makes actually five.
He makes twice that.
Yeah, that's pretty good mentor
that's
money.
That's pretty funny. That's pretty funny. Very clever listeners. Thank you very much. Yeah, I go back and forth on this game, and I really think this is the first in a series of challenges, and we'll find out how good the Bears are, and we'll find out if they're going to play meaningful games in December.
If we come in tomorrow morning and we're talking about a Bears victory, it will be because Chuck Pagano rose to the occasion and came up with a game plan that really stifled the Cowboys' offense, and they were able to stop the run and harass Dak Prescott to the extent where it matters. It'll be because
They scored more than 13.
17, Mitch Trubisky figured 20, out a way to
score points,
be a valuable asset, not a liability, and probably use his legs as much as his arm to galvanize the offense. And it will be because probably somebody will step forward, whether it's Anthony Miller, Allen Robinson, or David Montgomery. There's going to be an offensive
hero.
Playmaker that, if we're talking about a Bears victory, will have come through in a big way.
Will Mitch throw 3 touchdown passes tonight?
I don't think so. I think the pass rush is going to be too difficult. The Bears offensive line, we haven't really talked a lot about their offensive line because the Cowboys offensive line is so good even when injured. But I think the Cowboys pass rush is going to be too big of a problem for Mitch. The only way I think he makes his biggest impact is, again, running the football, because that's how, you got to slow him down somehow. And I don't think they're a good screen team. So if you can run the ball as a quarterback the way they have against the Cowboys, that's going to help.
312-644-6767. We're going to do some crosstalk with 105.3, the Fan.
Oh, yeah.
In Dallas. So we'll get a Dallas perspective.
Y'all don't want to miss that.
Yeah, we're going to have to, I don't know, big cat, no cattle. I don't know what we'll do.
In my opinion, Jason Garrett would be coaching in the NFL next year.
That's the station that he
that's where Jerry he said it
on. Yeah,
I believe that's the show he said
that's
it
the
on.
Show, 105.3.
We can ask him. It's Shannon RJ that will be joining us next, or will be joining them. I don't know how it'll work. Mully and Hall on the Score.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
I played against him in college. You know, he's a guy, if you let him, he can stretch the field, you know, vertically. You put pressure on him, that's when he struggles the most. You know, he can run. He can extend plays with his feet. It's kind of accurate. So we just got to put the pressure on him, keep him in the pocket, and just make him make his mistakes in the back end. We got to play tight sound coverage. And, you know, just when the opportunity presents itself, we got to go up and get the ball in the back end.
Mully and Hall, Chicago Sports Radio 6-7 to Score. That's Eddie Jackson on Dak Prescott. Played against him in college.
And that's the theme to music to Dallas.
And that is the theme music to
well
Dallas.
Done,
and
guys.
We have Sean and RJ with us.
How about them Cowboys?
Yeah. Man, we doing okay over there. How you boys doing over there in Chicago?
Well, we're delighted to have all y'all on with us.
Oh, y'all. Nice to have all you all, too. You eating some brats?
We left those at the ranch.
That's the wrong state. Yeah. Come on,
Hey, what happened to Antoine Woods? Was he pulled over on his horse? What happened?
Oh!
A little marijuana charge, a little over 2 ounces.
Don't act like you haven't had 2 ounces on you.
He wasn't going to play tonight anyway, so don't worry about it.
Where does that put the Cowboys among league leaders in arrests?
Oh, we still doing that.
Oh, man.
We still doing that. Would your head coach rather have Antoine Woods play quarterback than Trubisky? Like, I feel bad. I feel bad for your guy on the sidelines, man. I feel really bad for him. Is this the end of Mitch after this year?
Probably, I think he'll be back, but I don't know in the same role.
They used a number 2 pick on him. I don't think they're going to dump him. So I think, unfortunately, we're going to be having the same conversation in another year. But the thing is,
But he is playing better, though, right?
No. He played the Giants and he played the Lions a couple times.
That counts. They're 13.
So, yeah.
This has got to be a record for you guys, though, right? Quarterback starting 3 years in a row?
Pretty much, yeah.
Not since Sid Luckman.
I think a year ago.
In the 40s.
What was the confidence like in Dallas a year ago in Dak Prescott? I mean, I'm trying to look for a comparison. I don't know. Maybe probably higher a year ago in Dak than right now Chicago has in Mitch.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, no doubt. I still wasn't sold on RJ was all in on Dak. I still thought he was pretty much a bus driver and a game manager. Then they got Amari Cooper. Then it took off. And you talk about playing bad teams. That's all Dak has done really this year. He's put up monster numbers against bad defenses and crappy teams, which is why I'm petrified about them trying to score 20 against your top 10 defense. What score total wins this game tonight?
What anything over total? 17, 18, 19 points would win this game.
Yeah, I think.
Such a thriller. Yeah.
I agree.
I said 23-17 Cowboys. And the Bears can't score in the 20s. That's the problem all season long.
Right.
And you guys can't run the ball, right? Because the Cowboys' defense is soft. But it doesn't look like you can run the football.
Well, they don't want to run the football because it's not as flashy as throwing a pass. So
it's not cool.
Yeah, it's passé. I don't know if you've heard. Why isn't Zeke running more? Why not run him?
Because it's not cool.
Okay, so it's the same problem.
Zeke, he's not the same, guys. I don't know. Troy Aikman's the only one to say it, but he's not explosive. He's not elusive.
Zeke who?
Thank you, Jerry. And he's just not the same guy as his rookie year. I don't know whether it was the Cabo layoff, but all the Cowboy fans are seeing it. He's not a great receiver, and we were against paying him. You know, I know you look at the new analytics like Warren Sharp and everyone else, but we were like, don't go ahead and pay him. And right now it's proven to be true, I think, even though he's having a nice year.
So you guys have Jerry Jones every week. We can't get the Bears general manager to speak except for training camp. I mean, how do you get
is it true that he's had plastic surgery on your show?
Next question. Next question. No, we get Jerry because Jerry wants to talk.
Yeah, he wants to come on.
And that's what Troy Aikman also criticized them for the other day, saying that. But look.
Every general manager should talk on the radio every Tuesday.
Let's not get this. Let's not take this to Jerry. I want Jason's head on the platter. Garrett comes on every Monday. Those interviews are really thrilling and fun to get through. But Jason, to me, he's a dead man clapping. Dead man clapping here.
Well, is it halftime? When does he get his papers? Could it actually happen?
No. Yeah, how's he getting back from Chicago?
Kerwin Richards, right?
It might be coming back from Chicago, or most likely after their first round playoff loss with how much Philadelphia sucks. But do you guys think the Cowboys, are you guys underachieving more or are we?
Well, that's the great debate, because these are the two biggest underachievers in the NFL this season, tonight.
I think everybody but Bears fans saw the regression in the Bears.
Yeah, the Chargers would be in that category. Cleveland, you guys.
Cleveland was all hype.
Cleveland.
Yeah. Okay, so the Chargers,
You guys had a fluky season a little bit last year, right?
Oh, it
you
sure would agree. Seems that way. Well, yeah, sure
they're proving that this year, but you went into this season. More people outside Chicago expected the Bears to be better than 6-6 12 games in.
How many listeners did you guys have who made the dumb bet of Trubisky winning the MVP and the Bears actually that's a dumber bet than the Bears winning the Super Bowl, but Vegas had Mitch had the most money come in on Trubisky?
It had to be a family member, some Carolina booster.
Yeah.
Could have been that.
Putting some of Antoine Wood's stuff in your deep dish and your Giordano's over there, right?
Oh, the pizza jokes.
Oh, yeah, pizza jokes like
that. Pizza jokes.
Are you proud of it?
We're
proud of our horses down here. They're the best damn horses you've ever seen.
Yeah. If I come to Chicago, which pizzas do I eat before I'm murdered?
Yeah.
Well, stop. Wow.
I mean,
murder. Wow. We're going to prove that. We don't want to go to that.
Well, you'd bring your own gun, wouldn't you? You're from Texas, so you'd be all right.
In our stirrups.
Got my CHL right now on the outside.
The score in Chicago right here on the home of the Cowboys. We all know what it's going to come down to, fellas. Our horrible special teams and our horrible kickers. I think you may have a worse kicker than us. Do they want to run Eddie Pinheiro more out of town or Trubisky?
Oh, I think it depends on the week, but probably talk to us in the morning, but probably Mitch most weeks.
I would say that the key player here for the Bears could be Cordero Patterson, because he's been awesome on special teams, and that is obviously a hole for Dallas. So watch the return game on kickoffs. Could be interesting.
All right, so you're both picking the Cowboys to win.
Yes, yeah, sadly. Not a whole lot of confidence in the Bears here.
We've watched the Bears all year. So
how about you guys?
We watched the Cowboys all year.
Yeah.
It's kind of the same thing.
Who are you picking?
I think the Cowboys will win, but I'm picking the Bears.
Good man.
Yeah.
Makes sense. That's why we're really highly rated. I'm gonna barely pick the Cowboys, but I kind of root against them. I'm mad when Philly loses because it rewards these group of guys. Dak Prescott finally came out this week and said, we need to shut up. All we do is talk, and they're just chronic underachievers. No one here except for like three people want to see Jason Garrett get his extension. Want to see a new coach in here.
Who's going to be the next coach?
Lincoln Riley?
Jason Garrett.
Maybe Urban Meyer?
Ron Rivera?
I would say, you guys know Ron Rivera well. Would he be an upgrade over Jason Garrett?
I
think so.
Of course.
Are you kidding?
But the problem is he'd have to bring his own offensive coordinator.
Yeah, that's the thing. You know, this offense is well, I mean, outside of the last two games, this offense is doing well. Like, do you really want to make a change with the offensive staff? But every new coach is going to want to bring their own staff in.
Of course.
All right, going what you're going through at quarterback, would you guys be okay if Dak got $35 million or more?
I think if you're going to lead the NFL in passing yardage, the Bears would pay probably pay $40 million for that guy. Yeah.
Call LA and see how they like Jared Goff getting paid.
What choice do you have? You got to pay him.
So do you think that Dak is just the same as Jared Goff?
I don't think he's quite as good.
As Goff?
I think Dak would be a bad investment at $30 million.
Mm. At 30?
Well, how much is Jerry going to give him? Isn't
35.
He's going to get 35.
Okay, I'm sorry. Well, 30 would be too much.
Oh.
So, don't you think? Honestly, look at the salary cap. Why would you give that guy that much money?
Well, what are you going to do at quarterback as a replacement? And he has been an MVP candidate.
I think they'd have to pay him. I'm the other way. I think you have to pay him even though it's a bad
contract. Who said that? Was that Mully or Hall who said don't pay him? Who was
me,
that?
Mully.
Mully. All right.
Mully doesn't pay anyone. Mully is a greedy son of a gun.
You need a mulligan on that opinion.
Oh,
that's right.
Oh,
that is my name is Mulligan.
You've been sitting on that one for a while.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. Actually, just came to me.
Okay.
Yeah. 11 minutes in isn't too late.
Yeah, there you go. So, all right, Mully's not paying Dak.
No.
And
I'm keeping him. I'd keep him.
I don't pay many people. I'd keep him. I just wouldn't pay him.
Khalil Mack, how good is this defense? Khalil Mack, is he still player of the year caliber? Well, is it a shutdown defense? Because some people are saying they've slipped this year a little bit.
They got a corner out. You know, Prince Mukamara unlikely to play tonight, and that's going to hurt them. So it will be an issue with their secondary. And obviously, Akeem Hicks is still out. He comes back next week. And they're missing Danny Trevathan, too, from the middle of the defense.
They're still not giving up many points, though.
Yeah, they're a good defense, but they're not the same entity they once were. And if I were Jason Garrett, I would run the ball at them. They were having difficulties of late in the run game.
And committed about four guys to blocking Mac.
Yeah. He doesn't run. Yeah,
Jason Garrett does not call the plays. He doesn't speak during games, so he can't call for the run game.
But he claps.
He doesn't believe in running anymore. See,
he
does clap a lot. Yeah.
He does clap a lot. So you would run it if you were the Cowboys?
All day.
Yep. That all sets day. Up your play.
It's like the Raiders did.
Yep.
And what can we expect from the Bears offense besides failure and disappointment?
Incompletions in 3 yards a time.
You know, they will not score early. Laughter. They will get some points at the end of the second quarter, and then they will, at some point in the third quarter, go to like a no huddle and score then. And then you'll leave the game wondering, why didn't they run the ball and why didn't they stay with that, what they were doing that worked? That's pretty much
the only chance the Bears have is if the protection breaks down and Trubisky uses his legs to move the chains. Because, you know, I don't know what it is about the Cowboy defense, but quarterbacks tend to run the ball against the Cowboy defense.
Well, we're not very good. That's what it is about them. They're not very good. All right, boys. Cheers.
All right, guys.
Cheers to disappointment. Enjoy the game tonight. Thank you.
You too, guys.
Thank you, guys.
Yeehaw!
Woohoo! Have fun shooting up the town.
Where are they?
Whatever they do.
Where?
They're at the beauty salon getting their big hair put together. Oh, no. That's their wives.
Crazy live remote there.
I tell you, that was...
Dallas jokes.
There's nothing more hysterical than making light of gun violence. You know, that's what I always say.
Well, brassy and loud.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what Dallas is known for.
I think they were their tin cans tied to strings.
Is that the show we were talking to, Brassy and Loud?
Coming through.
They like to put barbecue sauce on their pizza.
Which is a high crime around these parts.
That's not bad, though. Listen, I have had barbecue chicken pizza.
It's excellent.
It's excellent.
Yeah.
I can't
That's
go
all
with you
they
there.
Eat, though. That's all they eat.
Yeah, and they were talking about, you know, what stupid fans were actually putting money on Trubisky to win MVP. I mean, it wasn't just the stupid fans. It was also certain radio hosts.
That's not my takeaway from the interview, though. My takeaway from the interview is Mr. Mully's got Jared Goff ahead of Dak Prescott on the quarterback
rankings. I got him as the same player. That's what I was trying to say.
Right?
Same tier. Okay.
You wouldn't have paid Goff.
Well, I think you wouldn't pay Dak. I think it's a lot of money. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe he'll prove me wrong tonight.
I hope not.
But I'll let those guys go back. They can go back and listen to their Brooks and Dunn.
We'll carry on with sports talk.
I knew you were going to ask that. David belongs in Dallas, if only for his musical taste.
I won't take the Brooks or Dunn criticism here. Brooks and Dunn. Classic.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. This week, Mully and Haw got you ready for the Bears' Week 14 matchup against the Cowboys with expert analysis from SCORE football analyst Olin Krutz.
If you look at the Cowboys, I mean, I think they've lost to the Vikings, the Pats, the Bills, the Saints, the Packers, and their one bad loss is versus the Jets, right? And the Jets, you know, if you take a close look at it, the Jets have a very good defense, sixth in the league, so that bodes well for the Chicago Bears because the teams that are beating the Cowboys are the teams with top-ranked defenses in the NFL, and the Chicago Bears have one of those.
Radio.com sports NFL insider Michael Lombardi.
To me, tomorrow night is an opportunity for Pagano to really make his strongest impression of the season yet. Would you agree that tomorrow night's an opportunity?
This is going to be a really hard game for Chuck. It's going to be a really hard game for the Bears because this offensive line of the Cowboys can protect. They can protect. And look, Jason Garrett makes a lot of mistakes during a game, and if he doesn't double Mack in this game, it's really going to cost him. If they control Mack in the pass rush in this game, they'll block everybody else fairly effectively, and then they can have their delight at throwing at the secondary. I think this is a big game for the Cowboys because if they take care of Mack, I think it's going to be a challenge for the Bears to slow them down.
The Chicago Tribune's Rich Campbell.
The interesting thing about the Cowboys, even though they're 6-6, their Pythagorean win record, and I know you're all about this, David, is 7.8 wins. They are 0-4 in games decided by 7 points or less. They don't win close games. And so then it does come down to your kicker in these types of situations. And Eddie, as we know, has talked a lot about the conditions and the cold and the wind at Soldier Field. Is it to the point where it's in his head and it's a negative, it's a distraction? Possibly he'll have another chance to prove that it's not. I think for me, the matchup goes the wrong way for the Bears with this O-line Cowboys front seven matchup. So I've got Cowboys 24, Bears 13.
The Chicago Tribune's Brad Biggs.
I have a feeling the Cowboys are going to leave relatively satisfied. They've got more playmakers on the offense and they've got the kind of guys on defense that could really, I guess, challenge the Bears up front on that offensive line. I think the Bears are going to have to try to run it, but you wonder how they're going to be able to pull that off. Do they use Holtz as a fullback, or do they put him at tight end, where he's probably their best guy that can help them in the run game? They don't have another super capable blocking tight end right now, unless they take the converted offensive lineman Bradley Soule and put him out there. He's barely played this year, so I think Dallas wins this game. I pick 20-14. If the Bears struggle with some of the pressure that the Cowboys can create, it could be more lopsided than that.
And Bears safety Eddie Jackson.
We just focus on us right now, winning these last, you know, four games and taking it one game at a time. You know, that's just the big thing for us, sticking together, playing for one another, and just stacking these dubs, you know, one game at a time, 1-0. That's just going to be the mindset from here on out. So we got Dallas Thursday. We know it's going to be a good one, you know, at home, on prime time. And we know we just got to make a statement.
Can the Bears get their third consecutive win? Mully, Haw, and your reaction to Bears Cowboys tomorrow morning starting at 5 a.m.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Great job, Ray, as always. Appreciate the weekly recap. It was interesting to talk to the guys from Dallas who are split on who will win the game. One of them picked the Bears, and one of them picked Dallas. But
yeah,
barely.
I mean, this is an opportunity for the Bears. I think it's more of a probably I think they are more desperate than the Cowboys. Both teams have their share of desperation. Both teams have a lot riding on the outcome. Yeah, I think when you tend to be around a team more often, you become more cynical about them. So that's probably
manitis.
Yeah. I think we're both picking the Cowboys because we've
been watching the Bears.
Haven't developed enough faith in the Bears offense, and that's where it comes back to for me. And we talked about the formula for success. I mean, definitely wreck the game plan with Khalil Mack. They could definitely change the game with the special teams, big touchdown or big return, something like that, because the Cowboys struggle on special teams. And Mitch Trubisky could make an impact with his feet as much as his legs. I don't know if all those things can happen at the same time, the way they may have to happen at the same time for the Bears to win.
I think it's a challenge. I'm getting criticized from a lot of people who can't believe I don't like Dak Prescott, and I compared him to Jared Goff. Jared Goff got to a Super Bowl, okay? There is nothing wrong with being Jared Goff. The problem is now your hands are tied and you can't really do much about upgrading that position if indeed you need to, because you've given him so much money. I understand that's the cost of playing poker, but I would also say that that was a knee-jerk reaction. I've spent about 5 minutes thinking about Dak Prescott and his contract. I haven't thought it through, but off the top of my head, I'd say, no, I would not give that guy $35 million.
Yeah, I would disagree, only because I think that Dak Prescott entered this season in prove-it mode, right? He bet on himself.
And he proved it.
And he has proven it.
Okay.
Because I still look at the fact that if you take yourself out of, and I know there's four games left, but if you step away and you look at just the numbers, boy, you got the NFL's leading passer in a passing league. You've got a guy who has more touchdown passes than anybody except for, the two guys who are leading MVP candidates in a market which is very difficult to, operate in. Yes, he has weapons. Amari Cooper's terrific. Ezekiel Elliott and that offensive line are great.
He's got everything around him. He should be good, right?
But
let me ask you this, though. You said he was in prove it. Don't we have to see if he proves it? Isn't prove it mode? Doesn't that mean, if you're Joe Flacco and you're in prove it mode and you win a Super Bowl, that's how you get paid.
Sure.
If you're Dak Prescott and you're in prove it mode and you're 6-6, maybe coming out of Chicago 6-7 and desperate to try to figure out a way to beat Philadelphia, if you don't get to the playoffs, did you prove it? If you don't win in the playoffs, did you prove it?
Maybe so. In the context of everything may change in a month. But as I sit here today, with four games to go on December 5th, I've got to tell you that if I'm a Cowboys executive and I'm trying to plot a way to get to the Super Bowl as soon as possible, sooner rather than later.
Yeah.
I think it's very hard for me to envision that scenario, including changing quarterbacks at this stage.
Listen, when you have a guy you think can be quarterback, then you obviously pay him. That's what they did with the Rams. And we have a texter saying Rex Grossman got to a Super Bowl. Would you pay him? No, I wouldn't pay Rex. It is really incumbent upon every franchise to understand what they have, how the money's invested, what they're going to need moving forward, and all the rest of it. And the simple reality is you can't pay everyone. So they've already paid Zeke, right? And they're going to have to pay Dak, and they're going to have to pay Cooper, or you lose him, and that's a disaster.
That reality that every NFL team and front office faces typically favors the quarterback, though, because teams are more afraid to move forward without a franchise quarterback, in quotes, than they are a franchise wide receiver. Amari Cooper is more expendable to the Dallas Cowboys than Dak Prescott.
Because he's easier to replace.
He definitely is easier to replace. So that's why I think that even though it sounds like exorbitant and crazy, and I can't even relate to paying a quarterback $30 to $35 million for one season, that is NFL economics. That is where we are in this league. So, yeah, I could see that happening because of what he's done on the field.
I tag the guy. Just move on. You can see if he can win. You see if the new coach wants him. You just give him a tag and you're not locked in and you're not letting him hire the next head coach.
Maybe. You could do that. You don't want to do that because then
What is the tag price? 25?
Probably. It's going to be comparable. It's going to be in the same neighborhood. It won't be. It's the average of the top 10.
30 or thereabouts.
Yeah, thereabouts.
Thank you, John.
It's a difficult situation to be in, but it's also one I think the Bears would love to have. They would love to have the dilemma. Boy, this guy has been so productive. Do we pay him what we think could be worth? He's succeeded to the point where you have that discussion. Right now, the Bears aren't even close to having that discussion.
No, they haven't. They don't have to, first of all, and they won't because
they won't.
There's no reason to.
It'll be a moot point.
No. And what is Mitch's number next year? He goes up to like 12 or something. Is it higher than that?
I would have to look. I think it might be a little higher than that, but I don't think
it's a lot of money.
It is a lot of money.
And you need to think about it. But I think that given the fact his status as a draft pick is really what's keeping him in town for another year.
Yeah, and you know what?
Not what he did this year.
This is all what we do, and it's all necessary to – it's fun to have these conversations. Context changes weekly, and in a month it's going to be different. I mean, did you see yesterday? Derek Carr is being – you know, there's a story about Derek Carr potentially not being brought back by the Raiders.
Right.
So that's another guy that if you get in a month's time – where, okay, the Raiders, they fell apart down the stretch and they have issues with Gruden and Carr coexisting. Are you kidding me? If you're the Bears and you've got Khalil Mack's buddy on the open market and you've got a chance to negotiate a free agent contract with him, you'd pass on that? No, you would go all in on that. So everything in time will take care of itself. But as we sit here today, boy, they have an issue. Bigger issues at quarterback for the Bears than they do for the Cowboys.
No question. And as we sit here today, this is the worst of the final three opponents by record and really just by eye test as well. So if you can't win this one, then what the heck does that say about the rest of the year?
If you can't win this one, then your season, for all intents and purposes, is over. And the future becomes the topic of conversation. And these relevant games that you wanted to play in December exist no more. You win tonight, and obviously, mathematically, it increases 2%. You get up to 5% chance for playoffs. But you also, the non-mathematical equation, you get Akeem Hicks back. You play in the Packers. You're going to Lambeau Field.
Sure.
You're 7-6. You got a three-game winning streak. In the NFL, a three-game winning streak is a big deal. So then, all of a sudden, you entertain all these sort of possibilities that you really can't realistically entertain until you win tonight.
What do you think the crowd will be like tonight?
Revved up, ready to go.
Because they weren't ready to go last week.
No, I agree with that.
But the last time they were at home, I guess, the Giants game.
Just wait till after the first three.
Was that
three
the opponent?
That was a noon kickoff. It was the opponent. It was a lackluster day.
It felt flat, didn't it?
It was flat. And it was a bad atmosphere for an NFL game on the lakefront. But I don't think that's the case tonight. You've got prime time, a lot at stake. Cowboys, it's the Cowboys. It's America's team. In your building, and I think that there's a lot riding for both teams, so I think it's going to be reflected tonight. There'll be electricity there.
All right. We won't be doing a lot of you-hooing, but we will be bringing in Dan and Connor next. I don't know that it'll be as morning zoo-ish.
Y'all don't want to miss that.
But yeah, all y'all. It's Molly and Haw on the Score.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.